Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to Find Your Daily Calm. I'm Sal Gaston. Welcome. Before we begin this reading, here are a few words from one of our partners who help us keep free content coming. Today we begin a new series of calming sleep stories that is sure to inspire you in its simplicity and put you to sleep as well. Our first sleep stories are Bruce and the Spider and the Endless Tale from 50 Famous Stories Retold by James Baldwin. There once was a king of Scotland whose name was Robert Bruce. He had need to be both brave and wise, for the times in which he lived were wild and rude. The king of England was at war with him, and had led a great army into Scotland to drive him out of the land. Battle after battle had been fought. 6 times had Bruce led his brave little army against his foes, and 6 times had his men been beaten and driven into flight. At last his army was scattered, and he was forced to hide himself in the woods and in lonely places among the mountains. One rainy day, Bruce lay on the ground under a rude shed, listening to the patter of the drops on the roof above him. He was tired and sick at heart, and ready to give up all hope. It seemed to him that there was no use for him to try to do anything more. As he lay thinking, he saw a spider over his head, making ready to weave her web. He watched her as she toiled slowly and with great care. 6 times she tried to throw her frail thread from one beam to another, and 6 times it fell short. "Poor thing," said Bruce. "You too know what it is to fail." But the spider did not lose hope with a 6th failure. With still more care, she made ready to try for the 7th time. Bruce almost forgot his own troubles as he watched her swing herself out upon the slender line. Would she fail again? No. The thread was carried safely to the beam and fastened there. "I too will try a 7th time," cried Bruce. He arose and called his men together. He told them of his plan and sent them out with messages of cheer to his disheartened people. Soon, there was an army of brave Scotchmen around him. Another battle was fought, and the King of England was glad to go back into his own country. I have heard it said that after that day, no one by the name of Bruce would ever hurt a spider. The lesson which the little creature had taught the king was never forgotten. The Endless Tale. In the Far East, there was a great king who had no work to do. Every day and all day long, he sat on soft cushions and listened to stories. And no matter what the story was about, he never grew tired of hearing it, even though it was very long. "There is only one fault that I find with your story," he often said. "It is too short." All the storytellers in the world were invited to his palace, and some of them told tales that were very long indeed. But the king was always sad when a story was ended. At last, he sent word into every city and town and country place, offering a prize to anyone who should tell him an endless tale. He said, "To the man that will tell me a story which shall last forever, I will give my fairest daughter for his wife, and I will make him my heir, and he shall be king after me." But this was not all. He added a very hard condition. "If any man shall try to tell such a story and then fail, he shall have his head cut off." The king's daughter was very pretty, and there were many young men in that country who were willing to do anything to win her. But none of them wanted to lose their heads, and so only a few tried for the prize. One young man invented a story that lasted 3 months, but at the end of that time, he could think of nothing more. His fate was a warning to others, and it was a long time before another storyteller was so rash as to try the king's patience. But one day, a stranger from the south came into the palace. "Great king," he said, "is it true that you offer a prize to the man who can tell a story that has no end?" "It is true," said the king. "And shall this man have your fairest daughter for his wife? And shall he be your heir?" "Yes, if he succeeds," said the king. "But if he fails, he shall lose his head." "Very well then," said the stranger. "I have a pleasant story about locusts, which I would like to relate." "Tell it," said the king. "I will listen to you." The storyteller began his tale. "Once upon a time, a certain king seized upon all the corn in his country and stored it away in a strong granary. But a swarm of locusts came over the land and saw where the grain had been put. After searching for many days, they found on the east side of the granary a crevice that was just large enough for one locust to pass through at a time. So one locust went in and carried away a grain of corn. Then another locust went in and carried away a grain of corn. Then another locust went in and carried away a grain of corn. Day after day, week after week, the man kept on saying, "Then another locust went in and carried away a grain of corn." A month passed. A year passed. At the end of 2 years, the king said, "How much longer will the locusts be going in and carrying away corn?" "Oh, king," said the storyteller, "they have as yet cleared only one cubit. And there are many thousand cubits in the granary." "Man, man," cried the king, "you will drive me mad. I can listen to it no longer. Take my daughter. Be my heir. Rule my kingdom. But do not let me hear another word about those horrible locusts." And so the strange storyteller married the king's daughter. And he lived happily in the land for many years. But his father-in-law, the king, did not care to listen to any more stories.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.